Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
The Talking Yanks pregame show. It's game two of the wild card series. The Yankees win today. They move on today. They're in Cleveland. They're playing the Indians. Woo! Jake, how are you doing?
Locked in, dialed in. Wish I could dial out, but I can't.
Can't do it.
I can't do it. I wish I could. Andy Pettit mode. I've been Andy Pettit mode for 24 hours now, and it's working.
This is more Mike Messina. I'm doing
it's
more
working.
Messina. Andy Pettit's just like this.
Got the same jersey on from yesterday. Got to let that ride. Got to let the kid rock ride. I see, 400-plus on the Periscope. Couple hundy in the YouTube. We appreciate you guys. You're awesome. Let's ride and die together. Live all game on the YouTube machine.
All game.
I'm feeling good, man. I mean, there was so much baseball to distract us today that I really haven't thought too much about the ins and outs of this game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you think outs, you think Masahiro Tanaka. That wasn't Andy Pettit. That wasn't Andy Pettit.
No.
He's never made a fake boing noise.
El Duque does that a lot.
Often.
Boing.
He'll poke
that's
you
what
and
he
make
would, that's
that
what
noise.
He'd say
that's
to
how
Posada.
He pissed off Jorge. Yeah.
Yeah. Posada would always be like, hey, you know, Orlando.
Like, Jorge would give himself a look, like, at his his core on the way by and be like, I'm looking pretty good.
Make sure you hammer the backdoor slider after the fastball today. And El Duque would just look at Posada and go, boing, boing.
Like, I think Posada's looking in the mirror. And
that's why they fought all the time.
He just flexes the core a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell. Like, he's just flexing a little bit. El Duque would just poke the belly and go, boing, boing, boing.
I think he hit him with a lot of as well.
Yeah.
You do that.
And that's the kind of stuff you guys get here. So, thanks for joining us. How are you doing, Jim?
Good.
Yeah.
It's Tanaka Day. It's Tuesday. Am I in shot, Zach? Can everyone see me perfectly? It's all right. I'm doing good, man. I will have to take the sweatshirt off soon because I'll get sweaty. Oh, I didn't even tell you about my Uber ride home last night.
No.
The dude went windows up, heat on, and it was raining out.
Yeah.
I was sweat, like I was dripping. I was Key and Peele, like, and I opened the window at one point and waiting for him to look at me.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, it's raining out. I'm like, yeah, well, you're sweating me out, dude. I got out my shirt right here. It was all wet. It was dark gray. So come on.
I had a shirt down Uber last night, and I was getting rained on, and it was like, I don't care. I don't care. Yankees won.
Yankees won.
Don't care. So we're good. We're good. We Tanaka Day, playoff Tanaka. I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit. Cleveland rolling back the same lineup. Half respect it from them. I thought they'd do mini changes.
No, I like it.
Just to shuffle things up a little bit, just to show they're trying. And the Yankees, the return of Gary Sanchez in the 9-hole, which you like a lot.
I think this is the first time the Yankees this season have rolled out the first 1-8 in the same exact order, same exact guys.
Yeah.
They're going DJ LeMay, who's leading off, playing second base. Aaron Judge is batting second and playing right field. Aaron Hicks, center field. Mr. Walk is batting third. Luke Voit cleaning up at first base. Giancarlo Stan in there at DH again. Gio Urshela at third base, batting seventh. Gleyber Torres batting seventh. GO6. Brett Gardner is batting eighth, and Gary's batting nine. I thought that the only thing I thought they'd do was put Gary eight and Gardy nine. I don't care that they didn't.
Yeah.
I like that they did this. Hey, boys, we rolled last night. We're doing the same thing again. Gary, you're in today, though. Yeah. Pump up speech over. Like, I like
that's
that.
That's it.
No funny business, no changes. Hey,
and you
guys did good yesterday.
It's the first time. It's the first time since they've gotten there. Like, Boone's been very straightforward and serious and businesslike and like, okay, it's game time. And then he gives that speech like, boys, we're running back the same thing. Oh, yeah, except Sanchez in for Higashioka. Little smile. And the boys are like, yeah. A couple guys punch Gary. Even Higgy's like, yeah.
Gary's bleeding.
Higgy's kind of stoked. Yeah. Higgy's so happy he got through last night and it went how it went.
Chapman walks by Gary Sanchez, pokes him in the belly, goes boing, 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 boing.
And everyone, the silence, silence comes over the locker room and everyone's like, all right, fuck that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the lineup.
Cleveland rolled back their same 1-9.
Yeah.
Carrasco on the bump. All right, so pitching path to victory.
Yeah.
I do think Tanaka's not going to be long for the game. Chad available for two, with Britton available, with Chapman available, rested. And if they pitch today and they need to pitch tomorrow, they can. And Tanaka, we've seen him come out at 80 pitches before. We've seen him finish the fifth and be like, I was gassed. I don't think they're going to be like, let's try to get this sixth out of Tanaka. No. If he goes five and they like where they're at, I think you're going to see Chad, Britton, Chapman try to get four. So
the only thing I want to warn you of that we haven't really discussed yet today is I agree with you on that. I think Tanaka's probably, you're looking at 85 pitches two times through the lineup. They've shown that even sometimes with dominant Tanaka. The only time they really let him ride is against Tampa because he just owns them, and it's like, okay, yeah, you can have the complete game. I don't think they would double Chad today because I don't think they want to double him and then use him tomorrow. So I do think if they pull Tanaka with five, you've got one scary inning there.
Otto.
That would be Lasagna.
Or Otto. Okay. I agree with that because with Hap.
Like, you can't risk Chad throwing 40 bullets today.
No, not with Hap.
It's just not worth
it. / Davey going tomorrow because you want Chad to be the first out of the bullpen tomorrow. So I agree with you. So maybe Tank for six, then Chad for one, and Britton and Chapman's the ideal goal.
Ideally, Tank for six. If he's doing everything to get through five, I think you'll see Laza or Otto.
Mm-hmm. Tank's last three starts, he's thrown 91 pitches.
How about that?
What's that about?
Is that true?
Yeah.
I was looking at his starts earlier. I didn't see that.
Last seven games, 91 pitches against Toronto. 91 pitches against Toronto again, 91 pitches against Baltimore, then 95 against Baltimore before that.
Wow, huge. So 91's the number.
91. How about that?
A little extra leash.
Yeah, a little extra leash.
And if you don't know, for whatever reason, or if you're new, hey, welcome.
Thank you.
We're a deep dive analytical baseball show.
Yep.
Tanaka's sexy as hell, and his playoff stats are ridiculous. 46 innings, 1.76 ERA. I mean, he's been nothing but special since he's been in the playoffs. His worst start in the playoffs is from 2015, his first start in the playoffs. Ever since then, he's been even more better than a 1.76 ERA. So we believe in Tanaka, and
even
you
better.
Should too.
Yeah, I mean, I love Tanaka.
Yeah.
The only thing is, Ramirez has really good numbers versus Tank.
Sure.
Like, really good. 9-for-17 with four extra base hits, I believe. I think he has a double, two doubles, a triple, and a home run. So, I don't know. That's a little scary.
And Ramirez is the scary guy anyway. So, I mean, just roll over that scariness. You know, if there's one guy you don't want up in the big situation, it is him. And we even saw that yesterday. He hit the double.
Yeah.
We got a little lucky with the hop. These guys have seen Tanaka before. Santana's 4-for-16. Lindor's 4-for-15. Everyone else with a lot less experience after that. So we'll see. Again, I mean, two times through the lineup, Tanaka with all his pitches and how he pitches in the playoffs. Expect, and it's such a different look from Cole. I really like that as them from a 1-2. You know, it's not power fastball, power curve. Tanaka's going to throw the kitchen sink at them. It'll be interesting to see how Cleveland bounce back. Are we going to be watching the first couple innings and their at-bats are going to be locked in and fighting, and then it's like, okay, this team's here to play and we're doing this?
I'm in such a good mood.
Yeah.
I need the Yankees.
Sure.
To get an early lead.
Yeah.
So I don't have to come out of this mood.
I know what you're saying.
Like, my bubble is here.
Yeah.
It'll naturally come down to here when the game starts.
Right.
And I need them, you know, like a heartbeat, how it does that, like, pulsing thing. Yeah. And then it starts growing again.
The heartbeat.
Yeah, like John Q and you watching the thing. It like gets to here, right? It gets to here. And then DJ gets a hit and we just keep going and going and going.
I want to give you another caveat.
Okay.
I want this game to be tight for a little bit. Because I obviously have us winning today and advancing, and the Rays are up big right now, and we'll be playing the Rays. I want a little bit of close game experience before we go into Tampa.
Okay.
I don't want us to go to Tampa and be like, we haven't even felt the playoffs yet, you know?
All right.
So, maybe the first three innings, it can be tight, and then...
I just had some thoughts I don't want to share.
Perfect.
They're too happy.
That's why you guys come here.
They're too happy. You told me the Yankees could advance today, and it, like, clicked in my head. Like, oh, they could be doing, like, champagne celebration today?
Yeah, and then, like, doesn't have to be a crazy late night for us and shit.
Tomorrow,
like,
there's no game.
It'd be really nice if they're
like,
won.
I mean, I just started, like, actually running through if the Yankees win today. And it was the first time I did that.
Yeah.
And I'm scared about it now.
Right. I get that. And that's the other thing, people. If something were to happen, I mean, the next 24. So enjoy these last couple hours where you don't feel sick to your stomach, because that could be.
Our hearts are on the line.
Yeah. So
I cut out my heart. I threw it on the
line. Let's go do it. If you somehow missed yesterday and you're watching this, I'm not even going to address you. Sorry. Yankees lineup, how are we feeling confidence-wise with everyone?
It'll depend on their approach. Carrasco's a more veteran pitcher. I don't expect him to have nerves. He is a three-pitch pitcher. He changes pitch mix a lot since the last time the Yankees have seen him. He, like, didn't have a changeup before. Now he's got a changeup. He mixes his fastball. His fastball's still the most popular, but the slider and the change are there. Righties will see a lot of sliders. Lefties will see a lot of changeups. Like, that kind of mix. It's a little different. He's having a really good season. Bieber was having a better season, so I don't give a fuck about that anymore, really.
He's Cleveland starting pitchers. Yeah, well, we'll see what Cookies Carrasco should have it. He's been through a lot on the field and off the field.
And he held the Yankees scoreless in 2017 in a good game, so we'll see.
I just threw up a little bit.
Oh, you okay?
Yeah.
All right. Nerves?
I'm okay. I don't know what that was.
All right. Cool.
Gardy has a hit.
We got a Gale.
Gardy's 6-for-22.
6-for-22?
Off Carrasco.
Nice.
And I think that's the other thing, is that a couple people are still asking for Clint, and you just got to know after the game Gardy had yesterday, there was no chance.
I still ask. I mean, I feel bad for Clint.
Yeah, it's a sucky situation.
If Clint comes in and performs, that's fantastic. And if Clint gets a start, I believe that Clint will perform. But what are you talking about, asking for Clint?
Sometimes.
Like when the Yankees win, in the manner they won yesterday, you let that roll.
Yeah, you have to.
You
have
to.
It's like a rule of life.
It's like we should all be clapping so hard that they let it roll.
Yeah.
It's just, come on now.
Check out me. Did Jake just break character? That's how I really am.
That's, yeah. You're like Gottfried. Yeah. Like Gottfried.
It happened. It finally happened in front of the mic.
All right, so.
Yeah.
The wind, Jake.
Yeah.
I think they said 220 mile per hour winds. It lifted a tree in center field and threw it into the upper deck. I mean, Cuddy's got a video.
What did you just say?
Well, I'm just repeating. I'm trying to remember what I read. Right. I believe it was 220 mile per hour winds. A tree in center field got lifted, thrown into the grandstand. Cuddy's got a video of it. It's nuts. So, I mean, it seems like a little paper toss situation where if you throw it up in the air to right center,
right,
the wind should be taking it to the foul pole and into this, you know, right where it took that tree, Cuddy's video, for a home run.
Couple things.
Yeah.
Great job by Brandon Cuddy. and nj.com.
Hi to Moishi Newhouse.
I heard people talking before yesterday's game that right center field where Judge hit his homer yesterday, that's where the ball travels best in Cleveland. So maybe there will be a little bit extra of that today. Yeah, it's supposed to be some real wins. I'm interested to see if they come down a little bit before the game because, like, I don't know. Wins that big can affect a pitcher, kind of. So,
yeah,
interested to see what the wins look like. Is this going to be known as the win game, or are we going to be watching and be like, oh, yeah, remember everyone was talking about the wind? What the hell was that?
The tree and everything, yeah.
You, is
Paddock's getting blowed up, dude. He gave up 5 hits in a row.
Yeah.
4 runs in the first.
Clevin DeNelson. What, do you have a what to watch for specifically in this game?
Yeah, I'd like Tank to watch out for Jose. So same thing as last game. If Ramirez comes up, I'd like no one to be on base.
Yeah.
Who hits in front of him? Cesar. Like Tank, let's be careful with the walking of people.
Okay.
Especially Cesar Hernandez. That dude likes to walk. He likes to see a lot of pitches.
Work ahead more than you work from behind.
Yeah. I don't put a guy in base with Ramirez. He came through for them the other time. I guess be weary of Naylor. I don't know if that was a Cole thing or he's going to be hot now. But other than that, the offense, run it back. Stanton, have a good hit. Have a good at bat before we get to slot bullpen.
Stanton and Judge are mine.
And you're not going to get slot bullpen because if the Yankees are winning, the Indians are pitching for their season, so you're going to get the best of their best.
This is do or die for Cleveland. Everyone, Trevor Plouffe had the cool baseball player way of saying it that we would never say because we didn't get that far, but he said every pitcher has their spikes on today. There's a lot of days when pitchers don't wear their spikes. They know they're not pitching today. Spikes on for every pitcher for Cleveland. It's a do or die game for them. If Carrasco doesn't have it for an inning and a half, they will go to someone else, and they have guys. So that's going to be interesting to see. My what to watch for are Judge and Stanton. Both big guys hit a homer yesterday. They are the big guys, and you know that storyline's gone away with the emergence of Luke Voit and these guys' injuries history. They each only hit a homer. So Stanton had bad at-bats up until the homer. Judge seemed pretty judging at the plate. He got a couple of Bieber's good pitches yesterday. If we do advance or if we continue going on, I want these guys not to be sitting there and we're saying like, yeah, you know, they each had one hit. It was only a homer. The rest of the bats, like.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Judge. Judge is going 2-for-4 tonight.
Keep the big guys going.
With 2 walks. 6 at-bats. Holy shit.
I'm in for that. Yeah, that's so much. A big night at the office.
That's crazy. Hopefully we don't go 13 painful innings.
Yeah.
Gary is the only guy we haven't seen hit yet. So it's not like I need anything out of him, really. But when he's in the box, you're going to be like, oh, Gary's up. Let's see what he's about right now.
You just need him to not look awful.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. That's all, though.
Because, again, hey, if this wasn't a Yankees podcast and we were talking about the potential of a 3-game set, now, in theory, tomorrow, we would want Gary Sanchez catching. So if that world were to somehow happen, Gary Sanchez, you got to play well today. You can't make that a conversation. So.
Yeah. I like Tanaka, man.
Love Tank.
Oh, I got my Tank shirt on today.
Like that. Masa-san. It's very nice.
Thanks, Shake. All right, what to watch for is mostly the wind. It's doing crazy things out there. And Gary's at bat, Judge and Stanton for you. I like Tank's stuff to be good.
Yeah,
because even if his stuff – no, but even if his stuff isn't good, I trust him to not, like, blow the game.
Right.
Especially with the short leash because the bullpen's rested. But Tank could be off and still get us a good result.
Right.
But I'd like to see fun Tank, not have to grind Tank.
We're watching a lot.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to watch every at-bat.
Everything.
I think.
Yeah. All right. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. Jake, did you get 2 yesterday?
I did.
You're the best.
I did.
Everyone in the YouTube chat and the Periscope chat, send just the letter P if you're proud of Jake.
Don't do it.
2 for 2 in the first homer draft of the postseason is very impressive.
Send the letter J if your name starts with a letter.
That's pretty not interaction. You're excluding. That's how you drive. You're excluding like Elon Musk.
That's
kid.
How you drive interaction. Okay.
Look at all those P's,
Look
man.
At all those P's.
People are proud.
Don't be shocked if the J's are rolling.
Someone wasn't proud. Someone wasn't proud.
Yeah, a few not proud.
A few not proud.
A lot
Damn.
Of PJs. Wow. Okay, Damn. Homer draft.
Yeah, home.
Brought to you by Coverage Gear. Is it not?
I don't know.
We owed them a couple. Either way, check them out. We got hats. We didn't wear them. We like them.
I can't believe how good you are, dude. You're the best. Yeah. You get to go first, and you're up 2-0.
Did you see someone tweeted at us because you told them to track down the homer draft statistics from Instagram?
Yeah.
They got different homer draft totals than us, so I'm scared to even look.
Oh, where is it?
So I think we have to let it ride. I don't know. They tweeted at us. I would search, like, both our names and homer draft, maybe. I don't know. That's tough to say.
It's going
to
be hard.
It was a while ago, too. It was early today. Zach, who's up? Who's up first? I think it's is it me?
No, it's you. I just told you.
Jimmy went yesterday, so.
Jimmy went yesterday, so I go today is how that works. Okay, I picked Judge and Stanton. They both hit home runs, and that's obvious. John Boy, I think I've got one that I think you would pick. I'm going with Gary Sanchez.
Oh, really?
Gary Sanchez sat on the bench yesterday for a playoff game.
Yeah. Did you hear it?
That's a bad feeling.
He put, like, extra cushions in his pants.
Because
he wasn't used to sitting on the bench, and he was like...
How come you just made your I'm lying smile?
No, that's not it. I was reading the comment.
Oh, it looked a lot like your I'm lying smile.
This is serious.
And Gary Sanchez watched as the Yankees danced all over Cleveland yesterday. Gary's, like, supposed to be a part of this. Baby Bombers, him, Judge, you know, they're, like, the core. They're the future. He's the next Posada. Gary had to watch that. He's in the 9-hole today. Give me Gary Sanchez. Redemption, thy name is Kraken.
Well, according to the stats that we did get tweeted at us, from Peter Durant, thank you, I owe you $10.
Yeah.
According to the stats, which it seems like he has different totals than us.
Yeah.
Because we have...
That's why I was scared to look. Because
He has 24 and 20, and we have it at 24 and 19. So he's just missing one of your home runs.
You were missing one of my home runs.
No, I think he is. Or we are. Either way.
If we have 19 and he has 20, that would be us missing one of my home runs.
Or he's got an extra one.
Right.
Either way, I still won.
Right.
Okay. But according to his stats,
could have got
I had a 531 average when we did it on YouTube, which is what I said.
Right.
And I was terrible on Instagram and Twitter. Now, you were really good. You were the best on Instagram for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, that's also small sample size, and it's like blocking. Like, if I'm getting the home runs on the Instagram day, you're not going to get them, you know?
Maybe.
Analytics. Anyways, you guys shouldn't care. Who are you taking?
Well, you just took Gary.
Correct.
So that leaves me... Who can I take? Who did I take yesterday? I took
Voit and Hicks.
I don't even want those guys today. I really would like Voit. Nice of you to not take Voit if you don't take him with your next pick.
Well.
But we'll see because you probably will because you're a jerk. I'm going to take DJ LeMahieu.
Yes.
And I'm going to take... Aaron Judge.
Okay. I like your picks.
Do you do?
You know why?
Why?
Wind's blowing out to right, baby.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Whole fucking tree into the upper deck.
But also you Stanton there. I like it. I probably would have gone Judge and Stanton. They each hit a home run per wild card game. I'm taking Luke Voit. Yeah. More analytics.
I mean, now.
It's an analytics podcast.
I hope you break. Maybe playoff Jake.
I think you should be nervous. I'm planning on passing you throughout the playoffs for the season total.
That's not we...
I know. I'm just saying... No, I mean, I can still say in the 2020 year I hit more homers.
I don't care about that.
Well, you're about to.
I'm worried about... I mean, when you take Voit, you don't get homers, so I'm hoping that you flip the script here.
I wouldn't say I'm expecting. Okay. But, you know, Foyt hit that nice double yesterday.
And why do we even say that? You got three Voit homers over the course of the season.
Yeah, the Talking Baseball homer draft, you kind of ruined Voit for everyone because he was full tour and hit like six. That kind of ruined the season. But
I got 8 Voit homers. You got 3.
So there you go.
Yeah, that's why we say
the guy hit 22.
Yeah. Why is Hicks on there? Because I took him yesterday.
Bobby Smider coming at you.
I think it's pronounced Smider.
Bobby Smither.
Bobby Smither.
Why is Hicks on there?
I'd take Judge if I were you.
Glaber and Gardy could make us look pretty dumb today.
I did
huh?
take Judge. Bobby.
Yeah.
I literally took him.
And hell, Gio. Go Yankees.
I want to take Gio. I always want to take Gio. I love Gio.
Go Yankees.
Over under time, we both got this wrong. We both took the under and the over hit by a landslide.
Yeah.
I thought Bieber was good. I've been lied to.
Yeah.
And it's my fault for believing the lies.
Yeah.
I'm taking the over again. Oh, no, I'm not. Because Jake convinced me not to. I still want it, but I'm not. Because, Jake.
Do or die.
Do or die. Cleveland will throw the kitchen sink at us. All their best relievers will be in this game because they have to win.
Yeah.
And then I believe in Tank and our bullpen as well. Yeah. So I'm taking the under.
It's a lot of horses available. I, too, will be taking the under. Yeah. Good miss on the over-under by us yesterday, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. You had to take the under yesterday. Someone said, what about Gary? Question mark.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah. Every Big day. Time. That's it. It's the show. Any other bang up questions? Shout it out loud. We love the Yankees. We're really proud of our Yankees. We want to win today.
Hell yes. Torres, solo shots today. Nate Bates. Okay.
Yeah. Astros Twins question.
Enjoy the game.
Okay.
Appreciate
Astros
that.
Twins
you
question.
Well.
What is it?
Feel free to hop on the live stream in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll be live all game.
All game.
Outside of all Chad, night. Who's our go-to reliever? Chad, Zach, Aroldis. I was waiting for that Twins question to come in, but now. Thank you, Peter, for doing the research.
Thank you, Peter Durant.
Okay.
Kevin's cousin.
We never got the question that we thought.
The same guy asked, how do you feel about them sweeping the Twins?
Oh, great.
That was his Astros
great.
Question.
Twins stank in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And
18 straight games.
And they need to stop.
In the playoffs.
Telling me to stop having. They need to stop telling me to think differently about them. Yeah. I've won.
Yeah.
2 years in a row, I've won.
Yeah.
You stink until you don't stink, and right now you stink. So, I'm a victor.
You don't win a playoff series until you've won a playoff series.
Facts only.
And maybe win a game first.
Yeah, for sure. Jake's got it.
Baby. It's kid, baby.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.